Hey, I thought I'd send you something. Something special. Something really special. But as the title says, you need to use headphones, okay? Why? Because I fucking say so, that's why. I'm joking, I'm only kidding. But you really do need to listen to this with headphones. If you can't right now, you really need to stop this file. And come back to it when you can. It might get a bit, embarrassing if anyone else were to hear this. And I'm not out to embarrass you. Far from it. So, stop right now if you have to. And if not, sit back. Keep working. Well, if you can, that is. And just listen. Okay, good. Now, I want to just talk for you. And I want you to let me know you're listening too. I don't want you to tell me. Just give me a nod and a smile right now, and I'll know. I'll see you putting your headphones on from my desk, and when you signal, I'll know that you're listening. I want to know that you're listening because I know what's coming, and I want to watch you while you listen. While you listen to me. While you try to pretend like you're still working, still doing what you're supposed to be doing at work. But I'll know. I'll know that your mind will be somewhere else, somewhere better, somewhere exciting with me and my words. And I want to see what that does to you, how that makes you react, how it makes you feel. You might squirm, you might even come, but there's a rule. Okay, just one small, simple rule. You cannot, even for a second, touch your cock. I know. You're at work. Others are at work too. You'd never touch yourself like that out in the open, but you're going to want to. Oh, fuck. I'm going to want to. I'm going to have to control myself too, baby, as I glance over and see you, but I'm serious. No touching. Not for you. Not just now. Just listen and try to get through this without touching that gorgeous cock I love so much, okay? Good. Now, I recorded this. Well, I started recording this to send to you as a little tease. Just a little file to keep your spirits and your cock up for me while we work. I got the idea from that porn scene we watched. You know, the one in the office where the guy fucking drenched her face with his cum. That one. I bet you remember fucking plastering my face with your cum straight afterwards, too. But I remember she left him a note at the start, telling the guy how much she wanted to fuck him right there where they worked. And, well, my mind started wandering and I thought I'd have some fun and give you some fun. Give you something to think about and squirm about while we work. I mean, I was just going to send a voice message to your phone, but, well, we started all of this here at work. I'm sure you remember when you came for me here at work. When you came so fucking hard for me. Oh, I know you remember. I think about it all the time. Here, at work, while I watch you typing away, it gets me so horny thinking about it, and everything we've done since then, too. That's what I want to talk about. While you sit there at your desk, trying to keep control, trying to appear normal, as though everything is normal, I want to talk about us and you and what we do and what I want to do. And, well, I'll get to that later, but I promise if you keep listening, I'm gonna fucking love this, and so are you. There might be a little reward too, baby, just for you, if you listen, and if you do as I say. You might just get that reward. Oh, I know you want it. I know you've wanted it since we met. Wanted it so bad. So bad it almost hurts. And you will have it. Just what you want. And I want it too. That's why I know you'll get it. You're going to listen. And you're going to listen good. And do as I say, just like always. And when you do, and only when you do, you get your reward. Oh, I love how good you are, how willing you are. I love it how I only have to say something once and you just do it. Like when I tell you not to come. Oh, I know I don't say it a lot. I fucking love having you come, but when I can see that you're close, when I'm riding you, when I'm fucking you, when I'm grinding my hot, wet pussy down on you, and I tell you not to come, and I tell you to hold on to that big load, just until, and I can see that you want to come, oh, I can see that you want to fuck that cum right into me as I thrust down on you, and you don't come, not until I say so, and I fucking love that. Not in a psycho, overly controlling way. No. You know what I mean, baby. You know that if I get what I want, I make it so much better for you, too. I know what you want. You see, baby? I know that you just need a little bit of direction and guidance to get the most out of it. And I fucking love that you go with it too. I love it. It shows how good we are, how good you are, how strong you are for doing it. That's right. Not every guy could let themselves just go with it. Not every guy could give themselves to me. Not like you. And not every guy would get so much that they want, that they need, that they fucking love too, baby. Like I said, just listen, do as I say, and you'll get exactly what you want. So, back to the real reason for this, to tell you how I feel about you, to tell you how I feel about your body, and your face, and your smile, and most of all, your cock. Oh, I know how it makes you feel when I talk like this, and I'm going to love watching you listen too. I love to watch you. I love to watch you squirm, to watch you just sit there, idly looking into the distance, while you stroke. You didn't know that, did you, baby? Oh, I've seen you. I've seen you playing. I've seen you fondling. I've seen you stroking that beautiful dick when you think I'm in the shower. Then looking all surprised as I walk in and find you all flustered and still hard. Oh, I don't watch for long, though. You see, you and, oh, that lovely cock, you're always on my mind. Always. And when I see you getting all worked up like that, oh, I can't leave you to it now, can I? I like watching you, but I like playing with you so much more. I'm already hot for you, you know that? But when I see that cock, when I see your face starting to flush as you play with yourself, I can only watch for a minute or so, and then you're all mine. You and that cock, all mine. Ah, are you all hard for me right now, baby? Oh, I fucking hope so. You don't want me to have to come over there and make you hard, do you? You'd like that, though, wouldn't you? To have me put down my work, glance over at you, slowly raise a finger to my mouth and bite it. Get up out of my chair, slowly, seductively, walk over to you. Maybe I'll drop my pen right beside you. Slowly bend to pick it up. Letting out a soft moan as I bend, showing you my ass. You'd like that, baby. You'd fucking love it. And so would I. I love making you hard. I love it more than anything. You and that rock hard cock. That's what I love. And that's what you are going to give me. That's right. You are going to give it to me. You're going to give me everything. All of you. All of your cock. And you're going to keep giving it to me. You love giving it to me, and you're not going to stop, not until I say, cock, your cock, your big, hard, strong, straining cock. I can almost feel it right now as I talk. I can almost taste it. As it grows, as it throbs and twitches. God, I love it. Just love it. Your cock, the way it points right in the air. The veins almost popping out, glistening as your pre-cum starts to flow. How it curves, oh, so slightly back toward you. How it feels. In your pants, in my hand, in my mouth, in my pussy. I fucking love it. And it's all mine. God, I'm getting wet right now talking like this. Thinking of you squirming at your desk, listening to me, thinking of me, stroking you, of me sucking you, and fucking you. I can't wait. I can't wait to get you all to myself, all alone, just you and me and your cock. Oh, the things we could do. Okay, let me tell you what we're going to do, what I'm going to do. You just sit back, keep working, well, keep looking like you're working, and listen up. And if you're as turned on as I am right now as you listen to this, you really, really need to keep those hands away from your cock, okay? I want to turn you on, but I don't want you getting fired now, do I? Okay, here's what I want. I want you to fuck me. I know, we fuck all the time. But this time, it's different. I want you to go straight home after work, hit the shower, and get yourself naked on the couch, not on the bed. And when I get there, I want you to let me in, naked. I'm going to be naked too soon enough. I'm going to sit you down on the couch. And then I'm going to strip for you. Not slow, fast, hurried, hungry. And then I'm going to go down to my knees. And I'm going to crawl to you. No words, just crawl right over to you and take you deep in my mouth. I'm going to suck that cock just as you like it. Deep, slow at first. I'm going to cup your balls. And as your cock grows bigger in my mouth, I might gag. And I'm going to moan and groan as I suck you, feeling you getting bigger, bigger in my mouth, and stronger for me. And just when you think that this couldn't get any better and your cock starts to twitch, I'm going to stop. I'm going to let go of that big, strong cock. I'm going to look you straight in the eye and climb on top. I will definitely moan as you enter me, slowly at first, and then I'm going to move my hips. I'm going to move my hips and my ass, and I'm going to start to grind and ride deep down on your cock, your big, hard, swollen cock. And as I start to speed up to ride you harder, my clit starts to tingle, but I don't want that yet. Not yet. No, no, no. I'll climb off of you and I'll kneel, my ass in the air, slowly shaking it as I tell you to fuck me, fuck me, fuck me. That's it. You're going to fuck me. You're going to fuck me deep and hard. You're going to grab onto my hips and you're going to drive that cock in and out of me, in and out, as if you are possessed. Possessed by lust, possessed by desire to fuck, to fuck, to fuck, to fuck me. As my legs start to quiver, I stop you again. No, you don't get to come, not just yet. I lie back, my ass slightly past the edge of the couch. I reach down to my aching and soaking and I rub my juices lower, getting myself ready for the final act. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to look you straight in the eye again, and I'm going to give you that reward that you have been yearning for, that I've been yearning for too, right at that moment. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to beg you, I'm going to order you to fuck me, fuck me, fuck me deep in my ass. I know we haven't done that yet, but now I want it, and I want it bad. I want you to be gentle at first, but I want you to look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me in the eyes as you start to thrust. That's right, I'm going to set the speed for you, building it up. Building us both up, building it, building, building. When I feel my legs start to shake and my clit starts to harden and my eyes start to roll, I'm going to yell at you to fuck me, to fuck my ass, to fucking let yourself go, to come in my ass, to fuck me as hard as you can and fucking come for me, with me, in me, fucking come for me.
Fuck. I want this so bad. And you're gonna love it. Well, I hope this helped you to have a good day at work, baby. Oh, I can just imagine you sitting there, all hot and bothered as you pretend to type away. Oh, I hope nobody saw you. Besides me, that is. And, well, I hope you had a good time listening to me, too. Did you have a good time? Did you come? Oh, I'd love it if you did, baby. Make sure nobody sees if you did, though, okay? But you're gonna come, baby. You're gonna come all for me. Now, be a good boy and get back to work. Give me a little wave. Oh, I'll be watching. Just get back to work for now. And remember all I said too, okay? Tonight, baby. Tonight. You are all mine. Bye for now. And now I'm gonna get back to work too.